Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
Yeah, but give them some culture.
You're on 98.5. It is Drive with Beck. And in 2019, the WA state government passed the Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill. Despite varied opinions, the passing of this legislation was going to affect the lives and deaths of many West Australians going forward. The Window Outside is a play that analyses the end-of-life choices it can have on those in their final stages of life, and even more so, their loved ones. Director Liz Connors and Artistic Director at Mind the Change, Althea Gordon, join me now. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Bit of something different at Fringe World this year because people are generally thinking comedy. Now, what are you guys looking forward to about Fringe?
Well, Fringe is always exciting. You get such a huge, huge wide range of shows that are available, and there's so much choice, absolutely, without a doubt. But The Window Outside is a little different. It's definitely on the more serious and dramatic side. So hopefully, you know, it will resonate with a lot of people who are looking for something that's different and something that's thought-provoking and challenging and moving. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good. What's the process been like with this show?
The show has actually had two other incarnations, if you like, both in Melbourne. And this show in Western Australia is the WA premiere, so it's come over from Melbourne. And the process is, I wanted to use a WA-based cast, so I have already cast the play. It was then investigating what my options were in terms of getting a venue. And because I'm somewhat new to Perth, I moved over to Perth in October last year, 2020.
Oh, wow.
So I was having to get to know the landscape here and where all the venues were, and I went to see a show at Subiaco Arts Centre, which, you know, I really loved, and I thought, well, this is the place that I really feel is the most appropriate space. It has to be a black box space. It has to be intimate, and I feel that Subiaco Arts Centre is that. And then it was just really a matter of, you know, throwing it out there and doing a casting notice and running auditions. And so I've got my cast and we are already in rehearsals.
Awesome. What can we expect from this show? For people who know nothing about The Window Outside, can you give us a little bit of a background?
Yeah, The Window Outside is a play about a family, and it is aging parents. It's the story of Frank and Evelyn and their two daughters, Sharon and Miranda, and how, as a family, they negotiate a somewhat funny but also very tender pathway of ageing, illness, and end-of-life care. So the themes of the play are, family, home, displacement, love, dementia, and end-of-life choices and dying with dignity. So it's a powerful play. It won the 2012 Melbourne Writers Theatre Award in Melbourne. I was very fortunate to have directed a showcase performance of the play in 2012, which was part of the Melbourne Writers Theatre Festival. We had an astonishing response, and I knew that this was something that I would want to go back to at some point, for it to be on a larger stage and for it to be shared with a larger audience. And I had that opportunity in 2019 and in Melbourne, and the timing was perfect because the Andrews government brought in the voluntary assisted legislation.
Now, Anthea, what are you hoping people take away from the performance?
I think from our perspective at Mind the Change, we came on board to support this production because we work in the creative space with people living with dementia, and this is a conversation that impacts our work daily, weekly, monthly. And so we saw this as a really creative way to get the conversation started in a really non-offensive and, I guess, relaxed way. Like, it's a really hard discussion to have with people when you're talking about things like dementia. And obviously, at Minor Change, the way that we work with people, because we're in an arts-based environment, we often can have really fluid conversations. So we see a lot of what transpires in the window outside in our daily work. And so for us, it was a real opportunity to support Liz and the cast and the production to start the conversation and have it be okay. Like, it's okay to talk about dementia. It's okay to talk about dying and the icky stuff that happens in that family dynamic. And sometimes in hindsight or even in the moment, it can be a little bit humorous as well. So I guess in supporting that, we really wanted to come on board and help Liz with the wonderful Q&A sessions that they're having after some of those shows.
Awesome. This sounds like a great event. The Window Outside plays at the Subiaco Arts Centre from Tuesday, the 1st of February. Thank you so much, Director Liz Connors and Artistic Director at Mind the Change, Althea Gordon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.